Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How are you today? I am telling you, you just can't win sometimes in life. I just shampooed all my carpets. And then at 3 o'clock this morning, when my new dog decides to go down and pee on the just shampooed carpet. So I just finished shampooing it again. I am telling you, I may be locking and loading on that dog soon. I cannot take it anymore. But no, she's really wonderful. I'm only teasing. I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating about the pee, but I am exaggerating about locking and loading on her. She's just adjusting to things, and she's on some medicine now, which makes her have to go to the bathroom more. So it's a good thing I'm a light sleeper. Unfortunately, not light enough, because I caught her. She just got to the bottom of the steps, and she was peeing up a storm, and I was like, oh, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, what are you going to do? Those are just the things that go on, right? To make your life exciting, don't they make your life more exciting? I mean, what would you do if you didn't have a dog who did that kind of stuff every now and then, right? You'd be bored. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves if we didn't have these little bumps in the road. Anyway, listen, kids, I have another great guest lined up today, and I'm going to bring him on again after the first break. My guest again this morning is Phil Turney, and I wanted to bring him back because there's so much more to say, and I want to discuss some ideas that we have about getting this message out there, because it's critical that it gets out there, okay? It's just as simple as that. You need to stand up and be counted. You need to stand by these soldiers who were out there for you. And the only way to make that happen is to stand up and be counted. I'm telling you, listen, we're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Phil Turney will join me again this morning. Don't change that dial.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Rod. Now listen, before we get started with Phil, I want to give you some information. Listen, you got to get the information about Officer Jack McClamp's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, out to law enforcement and military, because they're the ones with the guns that they're going to point at you, okay? Simple as that. And for those of you who naively think they're not going to do that or they wouldn't do that, remember Kent State? Hello, and I probably imagine that the level of patriotism and cognizance of what our nation was founded upon was far greater with those soldiers then than they are today, what, about 40 years later? 40 or so years later? I bet you I'm right, okay? So the reality is people don't know what they don't know. None of us do. We don't know what we don't know until we know it. And I know that sounds kind of trite, but it really isn't, because that's the reality. Until you start to increase your level of understanding, advance it, advance studies. Christ, I'm telling you, sometimes I feel like I've got a PhD in this crap now. You just don't know. That's why it's so important for those of us who do, whatever level you are at of comprehension of what's going on around you, it's imperative that you stand up and speak out. Time's a waste. And listen, the fat ladies is going to sing on this deal real soon. And then you'll be awfully, awfully sorry that you didn't stand up, because cowering in a corner just does not cut it. So, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852. That information is on my main page on my website. Three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I've got a lot of information up there, tons of stuff. But get Officer Jack McClam's book, 1 or 100, I don't care. And get it into the hands of law enforcement and military and everybody else. You know, they don't know what they don't know, and they're adding a piece in there right now. A supplement to it with USS Liberty information on it. So it's a win-win. Anyway, I want to welcome Phil Turney to my show again today. Hey, Phil, how are you, kid?
I'm fine. Thank you, Maggie. Good morning, and thank you for having me back. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you know what I'm excited about, Phil? I'm excited that the two fellows I know here in Philadelphia are going to have you on their show this afternoon. I was so glad to hear they were going to step up to the plate. I wish more people would do it, Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big show, and I'm very happy to do it. And Dan Haggerty has a very wide listening audience, and he's very, very interested not only in the USS Liberty, but he's interested in what's going on in this country, just like Officer Jack McClam. And I really can't tell you how much I respect that guy. The words couldn't bring it to mind. He's such a great person. And Carol Asher, his assistant, is, I tell you, without her, I don't know what Jack would do, but it would be awful difficult for him. But what a great man Jack is, and a great peace officer he was. One of the best that there ever was in Arizona, that's for sure, and probably this whole nation.
Phil, I want to get into today. We can continue anywhere you'd like from Monday, but what I was thinking about that we could focus on is your availability, as well as some of the other sailors from the USS Liberty, to speak to groups around the country. And people don't need to travel anymore, not with the technology we have. I mean, you can do webinars on the internet, and you can, you know, they could. My suggestion was play a DVD, that Dead in the Water, or Loss of Liberty is the name of the other one, right, Phil?
That's correct. They're both outstanding documentaries, and if people would like to look at them, and then, of course, we can have a Q&A afterwards. But it's a very good suggestion, and, yeah, I do have people around the country that are survivors that would be glad to do something like this, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. So I could get people available. I'll do it myself. And, you know, one person can't tell this story. It takes many, many people to get this story told. I'm not the only one that has a viewpoint on this. There's many other survivors that also have the same viewpoint about the attack and what's looming. But they say it just a little bit different terms, and I think that's good to have a lot of people that will get involved and care about this country. And you're exactly right, Maggie, as you said earlier. Rifles could be pointed at us at any minute. Kent State's a very good example of that. It's sad to think that our own forces would do that, but perhaps it wouldn't even be our own forces. It'd be NATO forces. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We don't know. We don't know. We just know that something evil this way comes. That's what we do know, and we need to fight back with all our might. And information is the first step in this battle, is getting information out to people. Phil, where have you given presentations? Have any shows? I shouldn't say that. Who has been willing to step up to the plate thus far? Have there been many people over the years, Phil, who've invited you on their radio show? Like, for example, I doubt very much, and I could be entirely wrong, but anybody from the mainstream media ever wanted to expose the truth? Did they? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. Nobody from the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, has invited any of us on our show. In fact, we were supposed to be on Nightline at one time, and they killed it about 2 minutes before we went on air. So you can see how much power the Jewish-controlled media have over all the stations, radio stations, TV stations, or whatnot. They have power over them to broadcast what they want and what they want to hear, not what the truth is. So, no, I have been on a lot of different radio shows. Ray Haney in Chicago. I've spoke in front of many different groups. I have my own radio show. And you know, I do radio shows live with Dan today on his show in New Jersey. And I think it goes into Philadelphia for sure.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, the thing of it is that the mainstream media won't touch us with 10-foot pole. It takes shows like yours, mine, Ray Hania's, Dan's, and many, many others. And I've been on so many different shows that I can't think of all the different people I've been with. But they're all good, solid Americans that want the truth out, and they don't want this country to go down the tubes. You know, if we would just listen to George Washington in his farewell speech, we wouldn't be in the shape we're in with our bought and paid for politicians. You know, going over to Israel, getting drunk and naked on the beaches and having a great time. I guess you heard about that one, didn't you?
Yeah. I read the headlines of that. Yeah.
Well, it's just a terrible thing. And you know, there's one other thing, Maggie. If you want to add this to your list on your blog, it'd be very interesting for anyone that wants to see that one of the best websites out there is John Gadusko's site. He's a former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty. He was a lieutenant. He got off the ship just before it got attacked. Just before he left, but his site is tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. I'll guarantee it's the best, most informative website out there telling the truth about the USS Liberty and why we need to get the word out to the American people. So I suggest that your listeners or anybody that cares about their country and peace, look at this site. It's very well put together and one of the best around, like I said before.
And the fellow's name who's got this site, Phil?
Is John Gadusko. That's G-I-D-U-S-K-O. He
okay.
lives down in Florida. He's retired military officer, a good friend, and a patriot, none better than John Gadusko. Real, real good guy. And he's got a beautiful wife named Betty, and unfortunately, she fell down and broke her foot here a couple of weeks ago, and so he's taking care of her right now. So he's kind of incognito at the moment. He can't get on the internet as much as he'd like to, but his site's still up and going, and we certainly appreciate that.
Okay. Then that's the one I'll link to, because I know I don't think you have a website, do you, Phil? I don't believe you do, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't. I never did put one together because there's no use
okay.
to. Because I couldn't outdo John's.
Okay.
And I didn't even want to mess with it. His is the best site out there.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's the one we'll link to. My ideas, and I know I suggested this to you rather, I guess, a few days ago about trying to get this information out there. And I suggest to everybody who's listening, listen, contact all the groups you can think of. It doesn't matter. Contact your churches. Contact your VFW post, your Legion post, your, you know, the local gin mill, your local watering hole. I don't care what it is. Tell everybody that you know. Talk to people. Contact all the groups. Contact the Parents Teachers Association. People don't know what they don't know. And, you know, Phil, you and I are both on what we call alternative media, but you know what? I have to tell you, I really believe that we're in a sense the mainstream people, because we are the ones who are disseminating the truth, Phil. The alternative to the truth is what we call the mainstream media currently. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not sure if I made that very clear or not.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the difference between the darkness and the light. You know, we shine the light, and they live in darkness. And, you know,
yeah.
for a people that are supposed to disseminate the news and get it out there in its proper context, they're certainly not doing it. And it's all in favor of one little country, and that country's Israel. And I'm not picking on Israel. It's just a fact. I mean, you know, they got by with cold-blooded murder, and our country did nothing about it. And they're persecuting 1.7 million Palestinians right now, in an open-air concentration camp. Now, how can they do that without our support, without the money from the United States of America, if they can't do it?
Yeah, yeah, it really is stunning what's happening. Hang on, Phil, I hear the cue music. We're going to hit a break. Phil Turney is my guest this morning. He's also a host here on RBN on Friday nights. And we will be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rob. You are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, all the different networks that pick up my programming. I appreciate it very much. I'm glad that you do. Orion, New Rev, Liberty, on and on and on. Thank you so much. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm going to link to Sailor John Godusko's website up on mine under the tab entitled podcast, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty is where you can find it now. For those of you who are listening and want to take a peek while we're talking, go right ahead and do so. My guest this morning is Phil Turney. He is a sailor, a survivor of the ill-fated USS Liberty, which was attacked by Israel during their Six-Day War in 1967. Phil, I'm discombobulated this morning. I don't know what we were leaving off with before we hit that break, but if you want to take up there or if you want to go down a different vein of thinking, go right ahead.
Sure, absolutely. And thanks again for announcing John's site. Everybody out there is going to really get a wide view of what's going on. Not just about the USS Liberty, but a few other subjects also. Where we left off kind of was we were talking a little bit about, you know, what happened in Israel with these congressmen, so-called freshman congressmen that got drunk and went on the beach and had a lot of women out there and stuff like that. But, you know, it's okay to go have fun, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, when you're in a position of trust, you're also in a position to be blackmailed. And blackmail is a tool that is used very, very frequently by the government of Israel. And so you can just imagine the film that they have on these people on the beach. And so what good are they in Congress right now? They weren't any good to begin with because they followed the line of the government of Israel. And when the government of Israel pulls our chain, we jump. And that's what I'm afraid of is going to get us into a war with Iran. Because Netanyahu wants that so bad. He wants it so bad he can just taste it. And he tells Obama that he's going to start a war with Iran before the elections if he doesn't do certain things. Now, this was in print. This came straight out of Tel Aviv. It's not something that's made up. Now, do you know of any other government that pushes around the greatest superpower in the world like Israel does? I know of no other country that tells us what to do, including Russia or China or anybody else, the other superpowers in the world. So why do they have so much pull here in America?
Money.
What are your... Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Money. Follow the money. Ooh, I don't know whoever coined that phrase. I remember learning that as a little kid. Follow the money and you'll find the truth, and it exists to this day, and it is a fact of life because people are easily bought and paid for, and you know, they are tempted by the love of money, which we've all been warned about, right? It's the root of all evil, and they are just they think of that. The greed sets in, you know, those some of the seven deadly sins set in, Phil, and they're gone. They're off to the races, and they just don't have the wherewithal or the ability to withstand temptation. And it's really unfortunate because it really, in essence, is selling your soul to the devil.
Well,
purposes.
You bring up a very good point, a very, very good point. You know, just follow the money. But, you know, also, Maggie, when you talk about Israel and you know, people will say, well, you're anti-Semitic. Well, that's a trick they use to keep you from you know, telling the truth or from people speaking out.
Well, that's, you know, like let me just throw one thing in here. That's like people who, if you're opposed to Barack Obama, you're opposed to him because you're a racist, you're a hater. It has absolutely nothing to do with his policies. It's the same false argument that they throw out there, but it is a weapon in their toolbox that they use to silence opposition. Racist, hater, anti-Semite, xenophobe, homophobe, bigot, white supremacist, Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. Piss off, okay? Simple as that. Listen, facts are facts. And because you speak about things certain groups are doing, no group is beyond reproach. Believe me, no group is beyond being criticized. They're not entitled to escape criticism just because something might have been done to them at one point or another throughout history. All of us have spent a little time at the pillar of persecution throughout the course of humanity. So, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be criticized. Sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you said that a heck of a lot better than I could ever. But I'll tell you, Maggie, you're right, and you hit the nail right on the head. And one of the reasons that I get so upset, as being as a USS Liberty survivor, none of us aboard the USS Liberty have killed anybody. We didn't kill any Israelis. We didn't slaughter anybody. We didn't blow anybody up. We didn't burn anybody up. We didn't do anything like that. And then when we complain about it and want our country to do something about it, the other side, the ADL, the AIPAC, all of them call us, you know, anti-Semites, Jew haters, Nazis, and so on and so forth. Now, listen, we, like I said before, we didn't kill anybody. They did the killing. They did the murdering, you know, and they almost murdered me, and they got away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, Phil. We're going to hit another break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Phil Turney is my guest today. And a website to check out, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. It is fellow sailors John Gadusko. I don't know. I must be massacring his name. Anyway, you guys get the idea. John Gadusko or Gadusko. His website. We'll be back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you really in the tears? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering up the tears? Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Here on, I'm on RBN and other networks. Hello, everybody. Phil Turney, fellow co-host here on this network, is my guest today, survivor of the USS Liberty, which few in this nation have any clue about. And if they did, Phil, I would think it would be a, I'd like to think it would be a game changer. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there, Phil, who have that Stockholm syndrome action going on. Are you familiar with the Stockholm syndrome where you relate to your captors more?
Absolutely.
You sympathize with your captors?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that I've been told that by other people, not quite that way, but in the sense that it happened 45 years ago. Forget about it. Well, I tell them this. Listen, there's no statute of limitations on murder, period. The Jewish state of Israel is still chasing people from World War II for their war crimes, as well they should. If they committed those crimes, they need to be prosecuted or hanged or whatever. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The people that ordered the attack on our ship, the people that carried it out, you know, they can't say, well, I was just following orders. Well, they were just following orders from Hitler, too, when they had people in concentration camps, and they got hung for it. So we got a double standard here. People can't say, well, I was just following orders, and we didn't know who you were. And think about our government supporting those lies. Our own government supports lies against their own countrymen. Against their own countrymen that were slaughtered by a foreign country in a vicious act of war against the United States of America. It is beyond me. It's beyond common sense, beyond belief that your own countrymen would shoot you in the back.
Yeah.
Stab you in the back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really is. It's an amazing thing. Sometimes I wonder, Phil, I don't know who I'm more upset with, the traitors in this nation or the people who seduced them, if you will. I'm not sure if that's the correct word. Perhaps it is. It does imply a lot of clandestine behaviors, so perhaps seduction is an appropriate adjective to use. I'm not sure if I am more angry with the people, the American citizens, whose allegiance should be to this nation first and foremost. And those people who sold you guys down the river, because that's what they did. And they've sold throughout our history. They've been selling the American people down the river time and time again. If you look at the different false flag operations that have gone down and the millions of people who died because of it, is just beyond the pale. So I don't know, Phil.
Well, you're absolutely correct. How many other false flags? Well, listen, how many other false flags that we don't even know about that they got by with and sold people down the river, and they lost their lives for it, for their country, and they were discarded. They were discarded by people in power. And you say follow the money, follow the power, too. That's where it's at, money and power and greed.
Yep, absolutely. Phil, we've got a caller. Let's grab this caller quickly. E.T. in New Mexico, phone home, E.T. How are you, E.T.?
I'm good. How are you, Maggie?
Good. Go right ahead, please.
I'd like to introduce myself by saying I'm what's left of a useless eating, vaccination poisoned, chlorinated, fluoridated, mercury poisoned, vitamin mineral deficient, dumbed down, subjugated, indoctrinated, mind controlled American zombie slave work unit.
All right. And, well, you're able to string some words together, so you're still able to do a couple of things.
Barely. Sometimes, you know, what you were talking about first thing before your guest, really was just right in line, I think, like we think alike sometimes. Right now, I'm like in a position as a truck driver where I'm like a slave. You know, we're all out here. Most of these guys, we're only like paid animals. We're paid slaves. And we're not even allowed to know it, much less communicate it. It's insane. We're not even allowed to know the nature of our reality. Knowledge of the system has been engineered out of us. And we're not even allowed to know it, how much less communicate it. It's sick. We're living in a Rothschild-like hell realm.
Well,
we really are.
It's up to us, E.T., to stand up and let other people know what we find out. Now, listen, I have given presentations on UN Agenda 21, and I include the whole Rothschild, the whole central bank scam into the mix because people need to understand the whole picture. They can't just understand one aspect of it. They need to really get the flavor of the whole deal to truly understand what's coming down the pike. And a lot of people think that I'm just nuts, you know, because they rebel. They revolt against the idea of what it is you're saying because it goes against the grain of the indoctrination they've been subjected to their entire life. So they cannot fathom that our ally, Israel, would have deliberately attacked one of our ships 45 years ago. They can't believe that that would have happened and been done deliberately. There must be some other reason. They really must not have understood who the ship was. They must have thought that you were an enemy of theirs, and on and on and on. We make thousands of excuses for people throughout our lives. It's like the adult child of an alcoholic is loyal. Even when that loyalty is undeserved, there is no one more loyal than an abused child. They go back to their abuser time and time and time and time again, and they continue to forgive them. And it's the same kind of a mindset that's playing out here. We overlook all of these evil things done because, I don't know, is it the Stockholm Syndrome? Perhaps it is. Because we don't want to face the truth. The truth really isn't a pretty thing, is it? Anyway, E.T., we get your point. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Keep on trucking, will ya?
Hey, Maggie. Do you, if I wanted to drop you a postcard, do you have, like, a mailing address? Like, put a postcard in the mail?
Send me an email, E.T., and I will give you some information. Okay?
Thanks.
Anyway, Phil, you still with me there, kid?
I'm still with you, Maggie. Interesting fellow there, E.T.,
Yep, E.T. phone home, huh?
E.T. phone home. You know, I was just thinking, Maggie, as he was speaking, how, you know, dumbed down and all the other things that he was talking about the American people, and I happen to agree with some of that, and also, you know, this is kind of a little off topic, but it is very, very important to what's going on with our young people in America and overseas fighting wars that we're not supposed to be in. Yesterday, two rockets hit General Dempsey's airplane. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's in Afghanistan. And if anybody thinks those rockets hit his airplane by accident or by pure luck, they're nuttier than a fruitcake. There's no luck in it. It was an inside job. They pointed him right in the right direction. They shot rockets at his airplane. Now, my point by saying that is, listen, we've lost so many soldiers in the last month by supposedly people that we're training to take over their country, and we're training them to murder the very people that trained them. And that's what they're doing. I read an article by a father. My son trained his murdering SOB that murdered his son, shot him in the back, and shot him in the back of the head, by the way, and killed him. And this guy, this supposed ally of ours, ran into the woods. Now, what kind of coward, what kind of human being does it take to do something like that, right, to anybody? And it brings me to back to the USS Liberty. What type of people could shoot their own allies, their best friends, their money handlers, the people that give them everything, one of the most powerful countries on the face of the earth? How could they do that to their fellow American friends is beyond me. But they did it, and they laughed about it, and they still laugh about it, and they think it's just, you know, their personal world, and they can do as they please. And they certainly do. And Maggie, and if we don't take care of it, if we don't handle it, if we don't get a grip on it, soon I'm afraid that we're going to go by the way of Rome, and this country will be a third world country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you 100%, Phil. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. That's why it is so critical that people stand up. You know, one thing I know that I don't paint everyone with a broad brush. I don't think every person who happens to be Jewish is for what it is that's happened or what is happening. I know some people get carried away, and I think oftentimes it's because emotion takes over and you get so emotional about everything. Now, there are a lot of people out there who think that it is just everybody who's Jewish is responsible for this. I'm not in that camp. I don't agree with that. I know and have known in the course of my lifetime people who were Jewish, and they had no clue what the hell was going on around them. None whatsoever, and could have cared less. Believe me.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm in the same camp as you. I'm not out here to bash the Jews. In fact, I've had a lot of Jews on my radio show that are very well informed and educated. In fact, I have one coming on Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on my show, Your Voice Counts. His name is Miko Pilet, and he just got arrested in Israel because he was protesting the plight of the Palestinians, and they threw him in a dirty, filthy jail. And there's a lot of Palestinians that have Jewish friends, and I, like I said, I've had a lot of Jews come on my show that we have common ground, and the common ground is the truth and humanity, and caring for each other, not hurting each other. So no, I agree, Maggie. This isn't the time to just bash one group of people, but it is a time in our history, and to make sure that people know that when you do something wrong, there's a price to pay for it. I don't care if you're Jewish or Indian, black or white or what religion you are. If you hurt someone, either in the afterlife or this life, you're going to have to pay for it sometime. And everybody has to be responsible. I mean, you know, you see these commercials on TV where these young men stand up and let women sit down. That's the way it was when I was growing up, and you weren't never told to do that. You just did it. You would help people open their doors. You would carry their packages for them. You would care for them. And today, if you open the door for somebody, they think you're going to rob them or something. It's just a terrible, terrible situation we're in, and it's got to be changed. So if anybody out there thinks I'm a Jew hater, I'm not. I'm certainly not. But I do hold the people responsible for murdering my shipmates and almost murdering me. I hold them very responsible, because no one should be allowed to get by with murder, not even the people that did it to us. And that's the way I feel about it, Maggie.
Yeah. I agree with you 1,000%, Phil. I truly do. So let's, anything else you want to throw in there? We got a couple minutes before we hit the next break, Phil, and I want to hammer home the point of your availability to, give presentations. We can hook up webinars anywhere so you can stay home and they can, you know, get a group of people together. And get this information out there, because if the American people, I really believe this. Now, maybe I'm just naive, maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, Phil, but I believe if the American people really understood how we have been manipulated and the puppet master who holds our strings, there would be a whole different ball game out there. And the treasonous people who are in our Congress and have been for decades, who have allowed this to go on, and they've been at it for, you know, well, you can say at least 100 years. I mean, you can go back far, a lot farther than that. But,
I would like to add something, Maggie, and it's very, very important. A shipmate of mine, Ron Kukul, he lives in the state of Wyoming. Ron was a former petty officer aboard the USS Liberty, and he was in charge of body recovery and identification, which was no easy task, believe me, what he had to do. But Ron has been instructed by the governor of Wyoming to work with a veterans group, and he is going to go through the whole state of Wyoming, all to the VA hospitals, the colleges, the churches, everywhere he can get into, and he's been instructed by the governor to tell the story of the USS Liberty. Now, that is a breakthrough. That is an iconic moment in time for a governor of this great country to realize the truth, and then have a survivor on the dime of Wyoming. They're going to pay for his gas and his food and places to stay to get out there and tell the truth. And God bless the governor of Wyoming, and God bless Ron Kukul for doing that for this great country. I think that is very, very good. And Ron would be a good one to have speak out. Others would be that, of course, I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know a lot of survivors that would be glad to do it, that live in all different parts of the country. I'd be glad to do it. Anybody that wants to learn the truth about the USS Liberty, folks, this is a part of history. It's a major part of history, and it can change history. If people knew the truth about what really happened aboard the USS Liberty, they would stop what they're doing and think about what really life is about and what it means. Because it could happen to them. If it happened to us, it could happen to them. And it is happening to our soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardmen and SEALs right now that are out fighting on their front lines. It's happening to them. They're fighting wars they don't have to fight, and they're fighting them for the sake of Israel. And that's just the way it is, and it doesn't have to be that way. And we don't need to get in another war. Now, if we get in a war with Iran, it's going to be completely different than Iraq and Afghanistan. Iran has the capability to do some major damage to some major people. And who knows what they have in this country right now. I mean, Iran hasn't started a war with anybody in 212 years. So I don't think they're going to start a war with Israel, and I don't think they have any nukes. And that's what the government of Israel, Netanyahu, is trying to say now, that they have to stop them from getting nukes. I don't think they have nukes. I don't think they have the capability. Even if they did, how come Israel is the only big boy on the block that is allowed to have nuclear weapons? Can you answer that one, Maggie?
Yeah. It's a very good question, Phil. I hear the cue music. We're going to hit a break, final break of the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the final segment. Don't change that dial. Philip Turney is my guest this morning, fellow co-host here on RBN. Friday nights, you can hear his show. And we will be back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant, and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. And if you have one of those old cans, send it in and we'll give you 10% off a genuine Liberty Seed Bank. No questions asked. Remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Phil Turney is my guest. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty is fellow sailor John Gadusko's website, and I'm going to link to that on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And Phil, we've only got a couple more minutes left. We've got a caller from Philly. You got 30 seconds and no more, Mark. I'm going to cut you off. Go.
Okay. Maggie, it's obvious that these are abusers. These are abusers. Our government are abusers. When they will turn on their own men, and this isn't the first time it happened. It also happened. Look up the Bonus Army where Douglas MacArthur shot upon the men that were camped in the Capitol back in the 30s. And so anyway, I'm wondering if the word would have got out sooner, if this might have affected persons like Pat Tillman, who's now dead, and also Bradley Manning, who's now in prison and we can't even reach him. For you know, there's a lot of good intended kids going into the services, and if they knew that these things happen, from your account, Mr. Turney, I believe that they would think twice and they would not go in. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it, Phil.
Well, you know, that he made a very good point. If these kids knew, well, you know, it's my kid knew the true story about the USS Liberty, and at 18 years old, the red, white, and blue ran through his body, and he chose to join the United States Army. There's nothing I could have done about it. He was 18 years old, 6'7". And there's no way that I could talk him out of it. But he went to war. He went to Afghanistan. And he spent 15 months in the Wounded Warrior Program before they cut him loose. He's now a civilian now, honorably discharged, retired from the United States Army. So how do you keep these kids out of it? I don't know. I couldn't keep my kids out of it. So that is just one of the toughest questions in the world for me to answer. It's just that.
Well,
go ahead, Maggie.
Say, you know, when you're 18 years old, you think you know, you got all the answers, you know everything, and it's very hard to reason with someone who's young and you know, idealistic and altruistic, and they know it all. Y'all know, everybody knows it all when they're 18. So, you know, you can't. Someone just emailed me. You know, about your son going in, what are you going to do, lock him up? You're going to chain him to the tree in the backyard, Phil, to keep him from doing what he wants to do? I mean, please. You know, you only have so much, yeah, absolutely, you only have so much influence on someone. People still are free to make up their own minds. They, you know, can believe what you tell them, or they can think that somehow their participation in an event will make the outcome different. And, of course, the ignorance of youth couldn't be more blinding sometimes.
Well, right. When you're 18, you knew it all. I did it at 18. I did it at 16. I thought I knew everything in the world, and that's just the way it is when you're a kid. And
well, I was born knowing everything, Phil.
Well, sure, and then you go out on your own. That's just human nature. You go out on your own, and you look at the world through your eyes. So, yeah, it's a shame that young men and women have to pay the price for the sins of our nation, but that's just what's happening right now.
Absolutely. Listen, Phil, I hear the music. We're going to Oz. Thanks for joining me, Phil. We'll be in touch. Listen, I will put Phil's email address up on my website. Go there, get involved. You want to do something, all the listeners here? Then stand up and be counted. Now is the time. We're going to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody, because we have people like Phil Turney in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Sun.